أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو القاهر فوق عباده ويرسل عليكم حفظة حتى إذا جاء أحدكم الموت توفته رسلنا وهم لا يفرطون ثم ردوا إلى الله مولاهم الحق ألا له الحكم وهو أسرع الحاسبين صدق الله العظيم. The last few verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had enlightened us about different aspects of the Qudrat, the power, the ilm of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The verse we discussed yesterday, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about sleep, how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes complete control of our bodies, like that He is in control of our bodies, but we lose control of our bodies at the time of sleep. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that reminds us about maut. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is omnipotent over His slaves, over His servants. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Allah ta'ala's extreme might, Allah's extreme power, that everything is in the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We have absolutely no power whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala is in absolute and total control. وَيُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظًا. And then Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sends upon insan, sends upon man, حَفَظًا, guards. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends these angels, mu'aqibat, one after the other, morning and evening. And these angels take care of each and every individual. Sometimes we do not know what harm would have been in our way, but these angels have moved that harm away by the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in that way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala takes absolute care of each and every one of His servants. But till how long would all of that be? Man recognizes this great Qudrat of Allah, this great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Hatta idha ja'a ahadakumul maut. That remains until maut comes to one of you. When maut comes unto one of you, tawaffathu rusuluna wahum la yufarritun. Then our rasuls, our messengers, in other words, the angel of death, and the group of malaika that will come with the angels of death, they will come to a person and then remove the ruh, remove the soul of an individual, and then suddenly that light of life that was on is just suddenly switched off. وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرْدِتُونَ. And they do not commit any negligence in this. There is no deficiency in their task, in their work. It will never happen that an angel, Malakul Maut, and a host of angels that come will take away half the life of a person and leave the other half. That doesn't happen. When they take and they extract this ruh, it is done completely and totally. They are not negligent of the time that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had stipulated exactly to the hour, to the minute, to the second, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's command. And these angels will come, and then the ruh of that individual is extracted. Exactly how Allah Ta'ala wants it to happen, that is done exactly that way. Where it must happen, there is no error, there is no mistake whatsoever. وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّطُونَ. They are neither negligent in their task, nor are they deficient in their task. They do it exactly as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to, Allah wants them to do it, and then we leave this world. So Allah Ta'ala in the previous verse, Allah Ta'ala showed us that this sleep that comes is the sister of death, and like how Allah Ta'ala sends back our senses and perceptions and our thoughts and our minds, like that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's system is operating all the time. When that happens, ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ. Then man is returned to his Mawla. Man is returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner. Who is this Mawla? Allah ta'ala says, مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ. Who is the real, true owner. In other words, there is no doubt about it. Man may have had ownership of another human being in the time of slavery, but that ownership also is a very superficial ownership. The man either dies, the owner either dies, or the slave would die. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our real Mawla. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is our real owner. On the one hand, He has created us. On the other hand, Allah's kindness, Allah had given us life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us whatever our bodies possess. But all of us, each one of us, each limb of our body, each one of our senses, each one of our cells, each one of our blood vessels, every part of our body, all of it is in the total ownership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala lahul hukm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, beware, listen carefully. Al-hukm, the command belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, how things will happen insofar as the arrangements of the universe is concerned, that is also in the total ownership of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The evolving of the earth and everything else in the universe, all of that, the takwini umur that the ulama refer to, all of that is in the hands of Allah ta'ala. The tashri'i umur, as far as shariat is concerned, the command belongs only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we will obey only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some ulama have stated, ala lahul hukm, the hukm and the command belongs only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, insofar as the judgment is concerned, that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the supreme. There will be no other person that will be able to pass any judgment. There will be no other person that will counsel or advise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All the hukm, all the judgment belongs to Allah ta'ala. وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swift in reckoning. A person, as he is living, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the total condition of his account. A person leaves this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows the total condition of the account. Today in our world, we may have accountants, we may have all our systems, computer systems, etc. But we still have to punch in whatever information is required, and then only we will get what we want out of it. But that is not the case with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As the seconds pass, as the deeds are committed, good or bad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the condition of each and every person. The account is ready every second of our lives. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala terminates this part of the discussion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that like the account is also ready, we should also be ready for the accountability in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.